and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and Jerry Usher will be joining us shortly. And we're talking today all about relationships. That's right. We're going to be meeting with a lot of friends and family members around the holidays and for New Year's. So let's get going with talking about all those relationships, the good ones, the not so good ones, the difficult ones. Shall we say the toxic relationships? I don't know. Let's talk about it. Okay, you guys, this is your opportunity. All about relationships. This is the show today, the episode we dedicated to relationships once a month. That's a relationship with yourself, your relationship with God, your relationship with your pets, your relationship with your spouse, your kids, your grandkids, friends, neighbors, parishioners, coworkers. You get the picture. Any relationship we can talk about. Oh, we are life coaches. We do have the outreach ministry Stand Tall. You can find us at standtalltoday.com. And we have a lot of programs going for the new year. So please check us out there. And we have a new facelift to our website there. So you'll get a kick out of it. So it's at standtalltoday.com. But today is all about relationships. And I'll happily address things that are going on in your life. So all you have to do is call in. If you just tuned in, you may be having a problem with a relationship of yours then, and you want to talk about it, you can just go ahead and call this number, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. I'm waving to everybody on the socials. Thanks, you guys, keeping us going strong there. We appreciate it. Now we need you to call in. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. Everybody's dealing with relationships. We are made for community, so it's important we talk about it. And I'll happily add some, you know, life skills, some tidbits that can maybe help with relationships. Maybe you just have a relationship you just want to shout to the world. You're so excited about. You are just so pleased with it. You're grateful to God, and you want to really use this platform to tell the world how you feel about that special person. Please do it. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. We do need the phone lines to light up in order to have a really fun, fast show all about relationships. And we learn and we grow together. Maybe we get a little bit closer to God. That's what I like to say each and every episode, because using the radio to evangelize and helping others move along that spiritual path is really how beautiful Catholic radio is and what it does in the hearts and minds and souls of everybody that listens. So take advantage of this great hour we have with one another. We have Matt on the phones, ready, willing, and able to answer your call at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. It's all about relationships today. Any relationship we'll talk about. We have Michael at the controls. He's our fine producer, doing a spectacular job. Thank you, Michael. We have Rich on social media. I'll wave to you guys again. You can get your comments in about relationships right there, and Rich will put it on the board, and I'll weave it into the discussion. But I really want to talk to you. I'm going to present a situation that I'm having. And by the way, you don't have to use, you know, if you want to protect those in the relationships that you're in, please use your confirmation name, a name that you always wish your parents called you. I mean, that's fine. We just like to address you by first name, because anonymous, it just sounds so impersonal. It really is not family. And we are family here. That's why we call it the Take Two family. Also, if you want to put anybody in the prayer book, I brought the prayer book out, so I'll happily add them to the book before we close up 2025 and start a new year. It's right around the corner, guys. And we are going to meet up with a lot of people. So let's talk about how we can really just do our best and show up as Christ to others. Can we do that together? So would you call in? It's all about relationships today. Come on, fill up those phone lines. Let's go. Stop what you're doing. Stop wrapping the gifts and shopping and running all your errands. I need your help. Fill up those phone lines. If you're listening right now, we believe that you have an opportunity. If you feel that little prompting of the Spirit, we believe that's the Holy Spirit. Say yes and call in. We're very friendly. We love first-time callers. 833-288-EWTN. Again, that's 833-288-3986. Okay, so I'm going to share about a situation I have going. I have a friend that I've had for almost 30 years, and I really felt what she chose to do recently was really just not a good, it wasn't good for our friendship. She liked something on social media that was very hurtful to me, and just recently she she reached out by text and she apologized. And of course, as a Catholic Christian, of course I forgive her. Absolutely. But I'm really very guarded. I mean, I don't know really if I really ever could feel that level of trust again. I really don't, because it was just so hurtful. It was, there was no reason for it. And, she tried to say in the apology that she didn't realize what she did. I can understand that. I want to give her the benefit of the doubt. And, you know, we, like I said, we've been friends for 30 years. I mean, it's been a long time, almost 30 years. Anyway, I'm struggling, but I know as a Christian, I must forgive. I mean, it's hard to always forget, but to move forward. But I will tell you that I'm so grateful that I turned 60, last month, because I don't know what happened to me, but as soon as I hit that big 6-0, I just have had a whole different change of heart and a mindset and a feeling about life. I feel like I need to just do what I need to do, what God has put on my heart and called me to do, and not to really sweat the small stuff and worry about the small stuff, and just to let things go. And that's so unusual for me. And I want to ask the Take Two family, have you had this, like, I don't know, this change inside of you? Have you felt this, like, where you woke up one day and you said, wow, I'm really different. The things that I used to hang on to and harbor and, you know, I feel this resentment for and all this, these feelings of anger, I don't feel them anymore. And did that happen to you? Did you feel this change? I'd like to think, you know, I've matured in some sense, which is really kind of good. Or I could say this, that at 60, I don't really care that much anymore. I got to be honest with you. I mean, I'm being totally transparent. The older you get, you realize you don't have a lot of time left. And some of this stuff just really is a waste of time and a waste of energy. And it's never going to really change. So why put all that effort into thinking about it over and over again? So good news is I let it go, put it behind us, and we just move on with life and friendship. And so it's all good. But I want to see from the Take Two family, what do you feel about that? If somebody's hurt you, how do you get over it? How do you deal with it? Call in 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Okay, look at you guys go. We only have a couple open phone lines. That's the way to do it. It's all about relationships today. Before I get to our first caller, Andrea, hold on. Don't go anywhere. I would just want to share this with our Take Two family about EWTN Radio is all over social media. All your favorite programs are available right now. Check us out on X at EWTN Radio. Remember, EWTN is everywhere. That's right. I love that. Okay, let's go to the phones in just a moment. I just want to reset what we're talking about today. It's our monthly All About Relationships. You can talk about any relationship, good, bad, you know, something in between, something you want advice on or you process through like I did with this friend. And yes, I did forgive her and I've got to move on. I mean, we have families that are mutual friends and it's a lot. And you know what? Life is short. You know, you give them the benefit of the doubt, move on. Oh, well, you know, it's just the way it is sometimes in relationships, because if you hold on to every little thing that somebody does, it can really weigh you down. And you spend most of your waking hours thinking about these relationships when you really should be thinking about your relationship with God. Just saying. Okay, so if you have something to say, please fill up those last open phone lines at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And we will get to the phones. Let's go to Andrea first, who's going to lead the discussion from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, on our friends at Real Presence Radio. Andrea, welcome.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. And my patron saint is St. Andrew, whose novena is happening right now.
Which I'm saying, by the way, I love that. You know, that's a
miraculous.
It's a miraculous novena in the sense that, you know, they say that so many miracles have happened with people who meditate on when Jesus was born, right? At midnight, you know, it goes on to say that over and over again. You say it over and over again. But the miracles that have come from that St. Andrew novena is just incredible. We did a couple shows on it. So I love that that's your patron saint. You go right ahead.
Yeah. Do you want me to pray it?
The first line, why don't you go ahead? You say it 15 times.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Hail and blessed be the hour and moment at which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in the piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, I beseech thee, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through our Savior Jesus Christ and his blessed mother.
Love it. Amen. Amen. So, amen. Beautiful.
One of the things that I'm praying about is that I butt heads with my boss, my supervisor. Mm-hmm. I find it very difficult to even talk to her because I am a very deep thinker. I like to deep dive into what's going on at work. And there's a lot of angst between day shift and PM shift, and there's a lack of leadership and communication. Mm-hmm. And when I talk to my supervisor and I bring up issues, she likes to explain away the very surfacey things, like, oh, that's not bad, and they're not being mean. But when you look at the big picture, I'm trying to figure out what the underlying issue is and how we can fix that. And I think she has a lot on her plate, and so therefore she doesn't have a lot of time to troubleshoot this big problem with me. She just wants to explain it away and ends up getting mad at me for being oversensitive or overreacting. Mm. And then we just get mad at each other. And I go back to not talking to her.
Right. Okay. So a couple things. So you know kind of, you can predict the outcome when you interact with her and you bring up a specific...
I forget, though, and then I start talking to her.
Exactly. So there you go. You have the answer right in front of you. You know what's going to happen. So have you thought about approaching her in a whole different way? Like maybe start off with absolutely praising everything and everyone. Come at it from a whole different angle. And then try to get her her buy-in on how to even make things better. So come from a completely opposite, you know, because I think a lot of times when we are at work, we just kind of, we say what's on our mind, we say what's bothering us, we just want to get to it and move on. I understand that. But I do think that when we take the extra effort, when we make the extra effort to go to an extreme positive and to build on that positive, it has a really beautiful effect on everybody that's in the conversation. Have you ever thought about doing that, Andrea?
Not initially, no, because my first reaction is grr.
right. I get
it. But I do definitely want to pray for her because I think she's under a lot of stress and, you know, just pray for happiness at work.
Yeah.
That's where I want to start, is to pray.
Yeah. Yeah. But I will say this because I'm in in different areas of work that I do in marketing and in media and things of that nature, where I do work with teams, and I am a big believer in definitely sharing the positives and praising for all the great things that are happening. And believe me, there are great things happening everywhere in every relationship. The problem is that one little, you know, dark spot on the whiteboard, we will see that from a mile away, because that little bit of something that goes wrong or that negative that's infused in a situation will magnify and will be something that we dwell on and we pick up on, because it just has that kind of power, if you will, which is not what we are called to do as Christians. We're called to actually focus on all the positive, and that little speck we're supposed to really figure out a way to turn that around and make it something that can be pleasing to God. I just wanted to, I mean, not to put any type of pressure on you, Andrea, but I'm just saying I have learned it being working in teams that I could easily dwell on all the things that go wrong easily, but I try so hard now to overemphasize all the good and then bring in some of the things that we can improve on. And I find it to be just so, just a beautiful atmosphere. I can't explain it. It almost has a, you can almost feel the guardian angels actually really working and being pleased that it's being done in a productive way. So I'm just throwing it out there and maybe it's for somebody else listening, but I just wanted to maybe have you think about that and see maybe for 2026, approach it a little bit differently and see the outcome. But then you got to tell us if it has changed with your relationship with her. Okay.
The field of study, I work with a bunch of scientists who are notorious for not doing well with relationships.
Okay. Gotcha.
But I can definitely try to do that and hopefully not come off as being hokey or fake.
Right. Right.
I totally agree. Okay. You know, to get rid of that little bit of ick, you need to flood it with goodness.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
By the way.
You're awesome.
Yes, I will do that.
Yeah, you're awesome, Andrea. But you got to keep us posted. I really want to know if it has a good outcome, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Debbie. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Thank you so much. God bless you. Thanks for calling in and getting us started on All About Relationships. Let's see if Jerry Usher's with us. Jerry, you with us?
I'm here. Yeah.
Yay. Jerry, did you hear our beautiful call with Andrea? She did a great job talking about her her boss and her supervisor and just kind of you and I have talked about this many times. Like if you're working in a team or you're working, you know, you're spending most of your waking hours at work. Mm-hmm. So it can be easy to kind of dwell on the negative. You really, and like Andrea said, you got to flood it with so much positive, you know, to really make things, you know, more productive and peaceful. I love that. Okay. So Jerry, ready to go to our next caller?
Yes, indeed. We're going to go to Elizabeth in Houston, talking all about relationships today on Take Two. Elizabeth is listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hello, Elizabeth. Welcome. Happy Advent. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Welcome. Go right ahead.
Okay. So, yeah, I haven't been on the radio, on Catholic radio, in a long time. I had an annulment. From my first marriage, and he's the father of my children. And then I remarried, and he's a widow from his first marriage. And he is such a wonderful person, and we just have so much in common. Can you hear me?
Oh, yep. Yes. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so, you know, the first marriage, he was pretty, you know, we would go to Mass every Sunday and we raised our kids Catholic. And, you know, he was pretty Catholic, you know. This marriage, he's Catholic. He became Catholic because his first wife was Catholic and he took care of her on her deathbed. And, but he had really lost faith in losing her, and he had a really rough childhood where his father mainly raised him, and his father was very, you're not a man unless you're unemotional, you know, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And he is just so devoted, and he became Catholic after her death and upon meeting me. One of his best friends became a Catholic deacon and is actually the deacon, one of the deacons at our church. So it's really beautiful. But I don't think he's really opened up yet to Christ. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Personally. And I think it's partly because of that block where you're not a man if you show any emotion.
Right.
So I don't know. I haven't really tried to delve into it with him. You know, I'm trying to just pray about it and let the Lord work.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that's, well, I think that might be where all I should do, but I'm not sure.
Okay. So Elizabeth, so he goes to church with you though? In a regular way? I mean, like a regular he's in the habit of going to church with you each time you go?
Not every Sunday, but okay. Like maybe every second or third.
Okay. Okay. So, and do you guys pray together as a couple?
Mainly just meal prayers.
Okay, so that's grace before meals. Okay, and do you guys do anything that can advance your spiritual life, like reading from the Bible, watching, you know, shows on TV like The Chosen or House of David or anything that can spiritually get you talking and moving in that direction?
Yeah, I mean, we've watched some of The Chosen, but nothing on a regular basis. We can, we'll talk about like homilies and... we'll talk about, we haven't really prayed a lot together. I guess I should just ask him if he would pray with me more.
Absolutely.
We've done it a little bit. We've done it a little tiny bit.
Sure. And just ask him if he would, you know, you're starting a new year in 2026. So ask him if for 2026, if he would be willing to listen to this, Elizabeth, you're going to love this. Ask him if he's willing to pray 2 minutes in the morning and 2 minutes in the evening. That's it. 4 minutes. See if he's willing to pray. And I'm sharing this with you because I have heard this so many times on Catholic radio. When a person prays the Our Father, the Hail Mary, and a Glory Be, strictly from the heart, it means more than when you pray like a ton of rosaries, because you're putting that effort into those three prayers. You're investing all of yourself, and it means so much to God. And so 2 minutes, and then also to recognize that you both have guardian angels. So in the morning, recognize your guardian angel, and in the evening, recognize that your guardian angels are beside you with your marriage, helping you both get to heaven. And 2 minutes. Just ask him if he'll commit to that. Then Elizabeth.
Okay.
Yeah. Then Elizabeth, keep praying for him, and then watch for opportunities at the parish, like men's retreats, ACTS retreats, anything like that, that he might be willing to go to, which could take him to that next level.
Friend, the deacon invited him. Yeah. Invited
Perfect.
Him
Great.
To the ACTS retreat
Great.
In January, but I don't think he's responded yet. So,
okay.
But yeah, I'm just going to pray about that. And that sounds good. I think that would be a good first step. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and I think, Elizabeth, what you're doing with those morning and evening prayer times that Debbie suggested, you're giving God a, you're cracking the door open to him. Not that you and your husband haven't done that. It sounds like there's some spirituality there, but you're really, like Debbie said, with intentionality, you're saying, Lord, here, I'm cracking the door open. You come in at your pace, in your timing. And regarding the father wounds and the emotional stuff, there's a whole lot of emotion in him, and it hasn't come out. And at some point, it's going to come out. I can speak to that personally because I didn't know my dad growing up, and I had, you know, a pretty significant father wound. And when my dad passed away, I was there and I thought, oh, some man just died. You know, it didn't strike me. I didn't have any emotion at all. But in the subsequent years, God has brought that out. God wants to bring that out, but let the Holy Spirit do that, Elizabeth. You know, if you start trying to address that with your husband, and I'm not saying that you're going to, but it could be just ill-timed, or it couldn't be just the right moment but you'll know when the Holy Spirit wants to do a work in his heart and heal those wounds, because God wants all of us to be whole and healed, and he is willing to do that in his time and when we're ready for it. So Elizabeth, God bless you. Thank you so much for your call. You go with our prayers of the entire Take Two family. Thanks for joining us here on the program today. It's all about relationships. If you have one you would like to discuss, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Jerry, hang on. Mary, Bartimaeus, and we have others that are being screened right now. Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you right here on EWTN Radio. Well, we all have them. They're called relationships with spouses, kids, siblings, parents, coworkers, neighbors, workout partners, the mail carrier, whatever your relationship is that you would like to talk about today, maybe tweak it to make it a little bit better. Maybe you've got one that you would just like to proclaim as being a fantastic relationship that the Lord has given you, and you want to share that with the world to inspire others. Our number is 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And we want to congratulate another EWTN radio partner. We're so happy when we get to do this. Northern Apostle Radio, serving Marquette, Michigan and the UP, the Upper Peninsula, celebrating 11 years with us this week. So congratulations to Tim Presley, working with his late wife, Faye, and their great team at WNOA, from your friends here at EWTN.
You know, you got me thinking when you said your relationship with your mail carrier, it got me thinking that, you know, we don't praise our dentists enough. We really don't. I have to tell you that
I'm not sure where that connection came from, but go ahead.
No, I just thought of that. Well, because I'm going to the dentist right after our show. So I love my dentist. He's incredible. He is so good. It's amazing. And his label for his practice is gentle dentistry. Don't you love that? Gentle. I love that part. So he's a great dentist. I think we should say thank you to all our dentists today. And I don't know. I just felt like saying that. Yeah. Jerry's up next. Jerry's in Austin, Texas. Sirius XM 130 is the way. Jerry's listening. Hi, Jerry. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi,
Go
Jerry.
Right ahead.
I was listening to you earlier about the relationship with your girlfriend, and I had the exact same thing happen to me. Mm. I have a friend. We've been friends for 25 years. We work together day in and day out. And she betrayed me in favor of some other friends. Mm-hmm. And I can't tell you how devastated I was when I heard what they were doing. Mm-hmm. But what came out of it for me was two things. One is the Lord showed me that I was depending too much on man and not enough on him. And the other was that I was not spending enough time with God on a daily basis. Mm. And then lastly, it changed my identity. Like you know, I kind of said, this is not worth my time and effort. I need to move on. Mm-hmm. You forgive, but for me, the pain is still there. Mm-hmm. And I'm still working on the friendship. And she has apologized several times over, wants to keep our friendship. And it's okay with me, but it's not the way it used to be.
Right. I feel exactly the same way. And I did the same thing that you did, as I finally came to the realization that I can't spend a lot of mental energy on this. It was draining me, and I was going through all the years of friendship. But you're right, you know, to forgive them and to move on, maybe it changes the way the friendship looks and feels. Okay, you know, that happens. Friendships, they're not always going to stay the same. But if we can make peace with it, like you did, Jerry, and I did, I think it helps us in the long run. And I also think too that God is pleased when we can step outside of ourselves and give that person the forgiveness, extend that forgiveness. It frees us, it frees them, and it also lets us, like you said, I love the way you said that, Jerry, we can then clear the mind and focus completely on God and depend on God, not on man. I love that. Jerry, what do you think?
Well, my mind went to the scripture where Jesus says, you know, forgive 70 times 7. And Jerry, you've tried, you said you've forgiven and you're still working on that. It's a work in progress. Jesus didn't specify, you know, the 70 times 7 for each time a different offense against us, but it could be mixed in. There could be multiple attempts, you know, at forgiving the same person and the same offense, because sometimes it takes a while to do that. We want to forgive from our heart, and but our hearts are a little bit, you know, maybe they're a little bit behind our heads sometimes. Our heads want to forgive all completely all at once right away. But I would say just keep that up and continue that, and just be, you know, be yourself, be who God made you to be charitable, be polite, and, you know, just really invite the Holy Spirit into the relationship. And it could blossom into being your best relationship in your entire life at some point. That's what we'll certainly pray for.
That's interesting. What do you say, Jerry?
I'd like it to move forward, but I'm just, you know, you lose your trust when this mm-hmm. happens.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm just taking it day by day and asking the Lord to be mm-hmm. in it.
Right. Right. Jerry, you know what? It's interesting what you just said. I just want to share this real quickly. We probably all have heard of this famous talk show host, Dr. Phil McGraw. Okay, he's done a fine job on radio and television, really trying to get people to have better relationships, right? And one of the things I remember, I don't agree with everything he says, but there's a few golden nuggets that he has said that I think are really helpful for all of us. And one of the things I've heard him say in some of his talk shows is he'll say, if people show you who they are, Believe them. So I think sometimes we try to change. Now, I'm not saying you do this, Jerry, but we try to change people into what we want. And if people are really showing who they are, believe them. And that's who they are. And that's all maybe they're capable of being. And so I think if we change that, the way we look at relationships, it can help us move past some of the hurt and some of the pain and just accept it for what it is. What do you say, Jerry?
I agree with that. Mm-hmm. I think we do tend to want our relationships to change to suit how we feel they ought to go.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, I clearly had to recognize the person that she was and how she valued friendships. And in that process, one of the other friends that betrayed me made it very clear that she was out for her. And if it didn't involve her, she didn't want to be involved.
Mm.
So you kind of look at those things, but not take them on. And right. That's what I've been trying to do, to look at my friend and say, that's who she is.
Mm-hmm.
You can't change her. You know, you wish you could be different, but it's not.
Right.
And so that's a hard lesson to learn, is just to let people be who they are.
Yeah.
And you be who you are. Mm-hmm. So I'm still working on that part.
Me too, Jerry. I'll work on it with you.
And Jerry, you mentioned a very key word, trust. You know, you said your trust has been shaken. Well, let's, turn to the one, you probably already do this, but start praying the Divine Mercy Chaplet. There is the one that we can always trust in, and that is Jesus. And just offer up this friend as you pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet. And when you say, mm-hmm. Jesus, I trust in you, say, Jesus, please help me to trust this person again to be a close friend. And again, God may have beautiful things planned. Things may stay exactly the way they are right now, or they may get a whole lot better, but you're True. Doing your best. You're doing your part in praying for her and offering God this entire situation.
Beautifully said, Jerry. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you so very much for calling in, and have a beautiful rest of your Advent. We're in the joy week, Jerry.
Yes.
Usher. Yeah. We have two Jerrys, so I have to say Jerry Usher. Yeah, the joy. Rejoice. Absolutely. So let's hear what Mary has to say in San Antonio, Texas, on our friends at Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Mary. Welcome.
Hi, I'm calling, and I'm 63 years old, and I grew up in the church. A lot of friends, my family grew up Catholic, and I'm at a stage in my life now where I guess through the years I realized how many of my Catholic friends and family, I didn't continue to believe, left the church, or don't believe in everything the church teaches anymore. Examples of, being pro-choice or being approving same-sex marriage and, so on and so forth. And I realized and growing older, I realized that, that was happening. And it was kind of disturbing. I thought we were all like-minded people. And I realized that, God, takes certain people away for a reason. And, again, like one caller said, because our focus needs to be on God, not on man. But I struggle sometimes with the guilt, of knowing that some people just don't, family or friends just give me a whole lot of unpeace. And I feel guilty that maybe I should continue a relationship with them, even though, because, I'm a nice person, or, I love God and I need to evangelize and I need to, be a witness of God. But yeah, you know, it's difficult to realize that. And sometimes it makes me feel alone. It makes me feel rejected. It makes me feel like, you know, maybe I need to change. And I say that very hesitantly because that's not how I feel deep down inside. But again, I guess maybe it's the pressure of society or, you know, wanting to have friends around or whatever. So I wanted to know your thoughts about this.
Mary, I'll share a couple thoughts. I'm sure Debbie has some as well. But my mom used to say, and I thought she was crazy, because when you're growing up, everybody's your friend. Earlier in life, as you're alluding to, that changes as life goes on. But my mom used to say all the time, if you have one true friend in your life, you're lucky. And I always thought, Mom, that's crazy. Mom, I got lots of friends. And in the age that we live in right now, we all think we have thousands of friends because of Facebook and social media and all of that. But Mary, you're right. Time changes things. It changes us. It changes our friends. And there are people in my life, I could go through the contact list on my phone right now and see a long list of people who, you know, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, we were very close, regular contact. And that's just kind of fallen off a little bit, not for any particular reason. So I think you're observing something, you're realizing something, that time changes things. And, you know, the thing is, if you want to change, you know, change for the way that Jesus wants you to change, not the way you think other people want you to change. And then I go back to what Debbie said to the last caller, quoting Dr. Phil, you know, people are who they are, and we need to recognize that. And maybe they're doing their best. Maybe that's exactly who they are. And we need to just try and accept them, you know, in that place where they are at that time. And doesn't necessarily mean, you know, we have daily phone calls or things like that. But anyway, those are just a few thoughts that I had. Debbie, I'm sure you've got something much wiser you can share.
Well, no, I totally agree with everything you said, Jerry. And Mary, you've got to be Mary, and we are called to be very authentic and be the best we can be. And you've got to be yourself. I mean, we can try to change or try to adapt or try to fit in or try to gain more, you know, people around us because maybe that's what we feel we should do. But actually, you just really have to be you and be true and to yourself and know that what you believe and live it out in a joy-filled manner. I mean, and let that spread to those around you. If they accept it, great. If they don't, oh well, you've planted seeds. I have to tell you something, Mary. I'm in a similar situation with a lot of friends and a lot of family members that have drifted away, and the friendships, you know, have kind of gone by the wayside, or they've been shelved a bit. And I'll tell you, I'm on this mass craze, if you will. I'm having masses said for the living like crazy. If you saw what I have up on my screen, my laptop right now, you would think I'm like absolutely off my rocker with this. I am constantly having masses said for people that are friends, past friends, acquaintances, parishioners, people that have passed. I'm on nonstop because I have now listened to Susan Tassone a half a dozen times, and she has completely convinced me that we're not doing enough by way of having masses said to try and get as many souls to heaven as possible. So I'm on this little ministry, you know, quest. I'm so determined to make sure people have masses said, especially for those that are in my family. And Mary, I don't know if you want to maybe start doing that as well, because it sounds like you're witnessing a lot of things that I'm seeing with people who have grown up in the faith and now are walking away. So have you thought about that, Mary?
Well, you have just confirmed for me in a very spiritual way that, because I've been doing that. I've been doing exactly that. And a while back, 9 years ago, I was diagnosed with two incurable diseases. And my parish had a little fundraiser for me. And I felt like, you know, there's not, how can I repay these people? And I've been doing some masses, you know, for a lot of people now.
Beautiful.
And I feel like, you know, that so little that I could give, you know, the donation, of course, goes to the church, but how big the gift is. And again, not wanting them also to, you know, everyone loving them and wanting them to be with our Lord, you know, when he calls us home. And I've been doing that more and more, and I was just talking to my sister about that this morning, how this next year I want to add more people to have masses said for them. Mm-hmm. And because it's so important, you know, and they don't realize it now, but, you know, I think I know how much it would benefit them, mm-hmm. and the graces that that's going to give them, you know, mm-hmm. At the hour that God will call them home.
Yeah,
and,
praise God.
It's just like, I just can't believe you just said that, because it's telling me that I'm going in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That's the way God's using the airwaves. We see it. Jerry and I see it every single day, Mary. God is using the radio, using Catholic media to reach each and every one of us. So it's so beautiful how he's tapping us. And if we're just open to spreading that, God is touching everyone. And probably there are people, thousands listening right now, Mary, that are going to go and have masses said for their loved ones. Think about how beautiful that is just by our conversation, Mary. So I just want to thank you, Mary, for stepping up and really helping other souls today. So God bless you.
God bless you and Guadalupe Radio and EWTN.
Thank you, Mary. Blessed Advent and a Merry Christmas. Yeah, I've gotten at least two Christmas cards that were mass enrollments so far this year.
Nice.
And that's the greatest gift. If anyone wants to do any, and I'm not asking for gifts, but if you ever want to do me a favor, have a mass said for me. And maybe
me
we should
too.
Just take a 60 seconds and explain what that means to people mm-hmm. who might be saying, well, how do I get, what does having a mass said for someone mean? Well, that means basically go to your local parish and talk to the person in the front office and say, you know, I would like to schedule have a mass celebrated, one of the daily masses or weekend masses at your parish. And you can say it would be for my deceased spouse or a living person or an intention or something. And you make a small stipend gift of, what, $10 or $20, something like that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And there are online organizations as well, many of them. So if you just want to work through one of the online organizations, just do an internet search for how can I have a mass said for someone. And like the Marians and the Immaculate Conception, mm-hmm. I'm thinking
the
of.
The Franciscans.
Mary Knowles and the Franciscans. I mean, I
yep. the
just
Capuchins.
Mm-hmm. opened a can of worms, mentioning a few, and when there are so many of them.
But oh, yeah.
Anyway, it's just a beautiful, beautiful gift for people. And I would say have a mass said for yourself sometime while you're living
as
well.
I do all the time. I always put my family in. Absolutely. The mass, the highest form of prayer and worship. It is so incredible. So, wow. I love that when All About Relationships show turns into having masses mm-hmm. said, how beautiful is that? Okay. So Jerry, where would you like to proceed next?
Well, I want to just mention before we go back to the phones that EWT. TN's Podcast Central is a place you need to become familiar with, because there are so many new and wonderful and exciting and informative and inspiring podcasts there. One of them is called To Become Family. It's with Renzo and Monica. They know marriage isn't easy, so they try to bring the wisdom of the church into everyday situations and conversations about marriage and family life. You can hear To Become Family, T-W-O, To Become Family, and other faithful podcasts from our friends and affiliates around the world at EWTN.com/podcasts today.
Okay, so Bartimaeus, Western Chicago, Illinois, on Sirius XM 130. You've been waiting so patiently. Welcome to Take Two.
Hi, guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Bartimaeus.
In a few weeks, I'm going to be going to Michigan to see my older brother and my younger brother and the rest of our nieces and nephews. This one's going to be a lot tougher than the last one, because last year I was working out of state. I had a good job and everything was reasonably well. Now I moved back to sort of the old neighborhood. I had a job with a very, very highly placed private equity company. It lasted all of 11 days. It was just way too tough for me to master their skill set and stuff. My older brother lost his wife of 47 years 2 years ago. He took care of her the last 9 months in their winter home. And he's never liked me. And nobody in my family cares about faith, the church, anything like that. They're either mildly amused or what are you wasting your time and your effort on that stuff for? It's all valueless. They don't really get in my face about it, but I don't need that kind of orneriness at this stage of my life. And I do have a job interview that probably come up on this Thursday, and I've got to get this thing, or I'm in deep, deep, deep trouble. So I wish I could be more encouraging and positive, but this has been a thorn in my side for decades, and I can't pull it out, and the good Lord keeps it in there, as far as I'm concerned. I know that sounds bitter and vicious, but it's reality I've been dealing with.
So you have a family that doesn't quite accept you? Is that kind of the gist of it? They don't accept you?
They've all got good jobs. They got great marriages. They're all healthy. The kids are doing fantastic. Everything's coming up roses with no thorns and stuff.
Okay.
Me, I've been struggling most of my life, and I've even started to tell my counselor, you know, sometimes I think joining the church really wasn't a good idea because I thought it was going to be the answer to a lot of things, mm-hmm. and it really hasn't been at all.
Well, okay, so Bartimaeus, I just want to say, join the club, okay? Join the club, because when you align yourself with God and you are willing to dive deep with God and go through the suffering, the life, the death, the suffering, the resurrection with God, you're going to meet with this roller coaster of a ride called life. And so, but I can tell you something, though. Maybe your family members, their lives are going great with the kids and everything's happening and they have the job, they have the look, they have everything going for them. But you may have something that's so much deeper, and that is a true understanding of how to really walk in the sorrow, in the sadness, in the pain, in the depth of that. And maybe you're the one who can bring that type of empathy, that type of understanding to your family. But I can tell you this, if you come from it where you feel like you're behind or you're looking up to all of them and they're looking down at you, well, then you're missing the whole opportunity. How about just realize you are very close to our Lord and get yourself in a good place when you meet your families, meaning go to confession, get in a state of grace, try to stay in a state of grace, and really just know that your guardian angel is beside you, and knowing that you have gone through some really tough times, and maybe, Bartimaeus, just maybe, you're going through all those tough times to benefit your family. Have you ever thought of that for all of eternity? Maybe you're the one who's taking all the hits in your family so that the rest of your family can make it. So please, you gotta see this in a different fashion. Otherwise, you're always going to feel like you're in this urgent, that you have to get this job, you have to make it right. Really trust with all of your might in our Lord Jesus, and then live it out in it with such joy, even though you're suffering inside, because you may be part of that bigger plan. And I do believe you're part of that bigger plan if you say yes to God. What do you say real quickly? Because we're going to run out of time, and I know Jerry has a comment. What do you say, Bartimaeus?
Okay, I'll give it a whack, but just the next couple of days, just keep me in your prayers.
Absolutely. I put you in the prayer book, and we're going to go to St. Joseph. We're going to go to Padre Pio, and you keep us posted, but get yourself in a state of grace. That's important. So you're in, you have a clear mind, and you get that clarity from God, and your guardian angel can work more effectively. What do you say, Jerry?
Well, Bartimaeus, we will definitely be praying for that job interview. You can be assured of that. And I was going to go in the same direction Debbie went. And that is, you know, your family may all seem like they have it together, but if they're not walking in a personal relationship with Jesus, they don't have it all together, because that is the one thing that God wants out for all of us in our lives. Everything else is just ancillary to that. So you could be the instrument, the channel that really literally brings salvation to you, not only your siblings and their families, but also to a lot of other people as well. That is a lofty call that God has put on in your life, Bartimaeus, in your heart. So trust in the Lord for that. Go deep in prayer. Ask Him in prayer, what does this mean, Lord? What are you calling me to do for my family? And again, your prayer, our prayers go with you for that job interview in a couple days. Keep us posted, Bartimaeus. We want to hear how it goes.
Absolutely. And Sister Cheryl is with us, and she's talking about get your relationship together with Jesus. Get a relationship with God. Absolutely, Sister. Sorry we couldn't get to you today, but tomorrow, Jerry, we're going to be talking about how we are influenced by advertising.
That's right. It's all around us. Do you see an ad and have to hurry out and buy what they're pitching, or do you resist that? I think we're all influenced a little bit, but we're going to talk about that tomorrow. Meantime, thanks to Matt, Michael, and Rich, the show team today. Thank you, Take Two Family, for another beautiful and impacting conversation. Until we talk to you tomorrow, have a wonderful day. We'll see you soon.